President Trump tweeting earlier today that he's directing the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin to, quote, substantially increase sanctions on Iran. Following the attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities over the weekend that the U.S. believes Iran is responsible for, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says those attacks cannot go unanswered.
I think this is a time that the world unites to stop these terrorist actions and stop Iran from harassing the rest of the world.
Longtime diplomat under several presidents, Robert O'Brien is President Trump's choice to succeed John Bolton as National Security Advisor. O'Brien was often critical of President Obama, saying of his troop withdrawal from Iraq and policies towards Syria, China, and Russia.
Notwithstanding the fact that he's popular and a good man, the president's policies have really been a disaster for the world.
That from a 2016 interview. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to announce a cut of a key interest rate when they wrap up a two-day policy meeting later today. Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski says the reason he did not answer the bulk of the House Judiciary Committee's questions at a hearing yesterday was that he wanted to follow a request from the White House that privileged conversations not be discussed. Now, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, who chairs the committee, is threatening to hold Lewandowski in contempt of Congress. Lewandowski is saying this morning,
I believe that there are very many members on that committee who only care about making sure they're reelected and they can be as far left as possible so they can fend off those primary challenges. And I think Congressman Nadler is one of them in the Upper West Side of New York.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends, the Democratic-controlled committee investigating what it says is possible obstruction and abuse of power by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The White House is reportedly hoping to end the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Contract talks between the United Auto Workers and General Motors are showing some signs of progress as the strike by more than 40,000 employees continues. Vice President Mike Pence says Detroit's Big Three should back the U.S.-Canada trade agreement.
If you really want to support our nation's auto workers, the UAW and GM ought to tell Congress to pass the USMCA and make sure there's more auto workers' jobs for decades to come.
A prominent Democratic donor and political activist under arrest after a man overdosed on meth inside his West Hollywood home. It's not the first time Ed Buck has found himself in this position. Over the past 2 years, two other men suffered meth overdoses at the address but didn't survive. Buck was arrested yesterday and is due in court later today. The co-founder and CEO of Humana is dead at 88. David Jones passed away this morning. He transformed the healthcare industry when he and Wendell Cherry built Humana from a nursing home chain to one of the world's largest hospital and insurance companies. Well, the National Hurricane Center is naming its 10th storm of the season. Tropical Storm Jerry, no immediate danger. It's about 1,000 miles east of the Leeward Islands, heading towards those bodies in the northeastern Caribbean. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting earlier today that he's directing the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin to, quote, substantially increase sanctions on Iran following the attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities over the weekend that the U.S. believes Iran is responsible for. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says those attacks cannot go unanswered.
I think this is a time that the world unites to stop these terrorist actions and stop Iran from harassing the rest of the world.
Longtime diplomat under several presidents, Robert O'Brien is President Trump's choice to succeed John Bolton as National Security Advisor. O'Brien was often critical of President Obama, saying of his troop withdrawal from Iraq and policies towards Syria, China, and Russia.
Notwithstanding the fact that he's popular and a good man, the president's policies have really been a disaster for the world.
That from a 2016 interview. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. And I have been in this field for about 35 years. And first part of my career worked strictly in the drug and alcohol field. And as I said, now I have a private practice here in Flemington. I have been doing Counselor's Chat for about 9 years now, and actually I think November will be 9 years. And I do Counselor's Chat for several reasons. One is to promote good mental health, to provide some education to the public about mental health, and to also remove the stigma around seeking out counseling. Hopefully that is getting better over time, that people who are struggling with issues, and it doesn't have to be some major issue. It can be some some depression or some anxiety. It doesn't have to be a deep-seated, huge illness. But just, you know, struggling with some depression, anxiety. I do see couples. I do a lot of work with people struggling with addiction. Please go to my website at www.altarolecounselor.com. The commercial says .net, but it's .com. You can also please follow me on Counselor's Chat. This is being streamed live on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. You can also find me on LinkedIn. So today, one of the things that I do is I look up, there's a website called Brownie Locks, don't ask me, .com, and they've got lists of all kinds of calendars and holidays. And, you know, like September is International Go Back to School Month, or Pumpkin Seed Month, or weird things like that. Well, one of the things for September is the Speak Up Month. So as a consequence to that, I thought, and I don't think I've done a program for a while on passive-aggressive, passive-aggressive, and assertive behavior. And I thought, well, why am I afraid to speak up is absolutely a good topic for that. So there are, as I said, there are four different ways that we can, I don't want to use the word communicate, but communication does have a role to play in it, but interact, that's probably the better word to use. So there's four different ways that we interact with other people. So we have passive, passive-aggressive, assertive, and aggressive. So if we're going to put it on a continuum from passive, passive-aggressive, assertive, and aggressive. Okay, so those are sort of the four ways. And you can see that it gets, it's okay, so stronger, meek to strong. And the goal, which I talk with my clients quite a bit, is about being assertive. So we're going to talk about that. Now, passive is kind of like being a doormat. That's probably one of the best ways to explain it. Let me just see. Looking it up, the word passive. Accepting or allowing things to happen or what others do without an active response or resistance. Okay. So, someone who is passive generally doesn't put up a fight for anything, goes along with everything, even if they don't like it, doesn't speak up for themselves. One of the things that I would say is they don't have a voice. So I can't say anything. I'm afraid to say anything. They may have some belief systems that say I can't make anybody angry. Everybody has to like me. I don't want to create waves. Nobody really wants to hear what I have to say, so I may have some low self-esteem. I'm not that important. What I have to say is not that important. I don't want to get in trouble. So there's a lot of things that may happen based in belief systems why people are passive. So passive really is, I kind of, like I said, I'm a doormat. I just let things, when I say roll over me, I don't mean like letting go. I mean like squashing me in the street like an old cartoon character. Okay, I just can't stand up for myself. I may have values and principles, and they may even be strong, but I just can't say anything. So at work, my boss wants me to do this. I just say yes. I say yes all the time because I don't want to get my boss upset. I don't want to stir the pot. I don't want to make anybody angry. I don't want to get into a fight. I don't want to make waves. So at work, I may work hard, but I don't ever stand up for myself. And in relationships, it's the same thing. So in a friendship, it's okay, whatever you want to do. I'll do whatever you want to do. No, I don't really have an opinion. A lot of times people who are passive are also pretty codependent because it's, I'll like whatever you like. I'll do whatever you want to do. It's okay. I don't really care. Even if I care, I can't say anything. So in friendship, in romantic relationships, a lot of times someone who is passive may have an aggressive partner. And I'm gonna talk about that too. So being passive, generally, it doesn't really help you very much. You don't get your needs met. You may not even know what your needs are, but you definitely cannot speak up for yourself and get your point across. Like I said, you have oftentimes no voice. No voice. You're the little mouse in the corner that has nothing to say and oftentimes can be frightened all the time. So that's passive. Then the next one, like I said, we're going to kind of work our way sort of up. I'm going to leave the best for last, and the best is being assertive. But so the next one is passive aggressive. Well, maybe even before I talk about passive aggressive, maybe I will go to the other end of the spectrum and talk about being aggressive. Okay, aggressive. Aggressive people tend to bully. I'm going to say that because bullying is aggressive. People who are aggressive or demanding can be loud. I'm not going to say they're always loud, but they can be loud. They demand to have what they want when they want it. They can be possibly narcissistic, but not always. They can be have bipolar. They can be antisocial. I'm just talking about some personality disorders that may come into play. Sometimes people who are aggressive have their base in fear. So when we think about aggressive people, sometimes they have high levels of anxiety because what happens when we're fearful, we either, and passive people too, play dead, run away, passive, or fight. Okay, so the fight, flight, okay, so if I'm passive, I'm going to run away. If I'm aggressive, I'm going to stay and fight. People who are aggressive tend to be very controlling. So I'm going to tell you what you need to do, how you need to be, what you need to say, how you need to treat me, how you need to get my needs met, how you disappoint me. I may use name calling, I may use guilt and shame, I may be intimidating, condescending, nasty, violent. Okay, aggressive people can be violent. Passive people generally are the ones in the corner taking it, and they can't say anything. They can't stand up for themselves. But aggressive people, they're out there fighting. Now, that doesn't mean people who are assertive don't fight. It's fighting dirty. Okay? So when we're aggressive, we are fighting dirty. We know aggressive people. We know passive people. It may be that you're sitting there going, I think I'm passive. A lot of my clients oftentimes tend to be passive. And again, have a base in very low self-esteem. Can't speak up for myself. Versus the people who are aggressive, believe it or not, also have very low self-esteem. Aggressive people need to push and pull and bully their way through because they don't know really any other way to get their needs met. And they don't like it necessarily. Sometimes, though, if you're an antisocial personality or maybe even narcissistic, you might say, oh, that's, I really like the, you know, I may see that aggressive behavior as good, strong self-esteem. But the reality is that when people are aggressive, they really don't have such good self-esteem. And again, there is really a basis of anxiety. I need to control. See, when I need to control something, I'm so afraid of being out of control. So I need to control. So that need to control is going to cause for me aggression when you are not doing the thing that I think that I need or the thing that I expect. When we expect something, we have an assurance that things are going to happen. So I expect that after a phone conversation with my husband just a little bit earlier, that he's going to be home around 8 o'clock. He has a golf thing and a workshop that he is doing through the VA. And so, because he works for the VA, and so he informed me that he's going to be home probably between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. So I'm pretty much certain that that's going to be the case. Hope, okay, hope is different. Hope is I'm not really sure of the positive outcome, but I'm going to keep saying I'm going to keep hoping for a positive outcome. I hope it's going to turn out okay. I can't say that I know for sure. With expectation, there's a sense of surety around it. I know for sure this is going to happen. You know, I tried to bring the weather up earlier so that it could do the weather report. And the last I looked, it looked as if we're going to have a dry spell for a long time. And I don't expect rain. In the next maybe 10 days, maybe even, no rain. It doesn't call for rain, so I'm not expecting rain, but I can hope for rain. You're the difference. That's the thing. So when we are aggressive, getting back to being aggressive, we may struggle with failed expectations. I can be aggressive towards myself and my own self-talk. I have clients that say, if I don't beat myself up for the mistakes I make, I'm never going to learn. So I've got to have that negative, aggressive self-talk. What am I, stupid? I should know better. What an idiot I am. Negative self-talk. Now, people who are passive can also use that. See, the low self-esteem. Oh, I just can't say anything. I just can't speak up. Nobody really wants to hear what I have to say. I'm not that important. So part of the tone in your self-talk can also indicate if you're being passive or aggressive in your self-talk. And I have had clients that say, if I'm not really hard on myself, I'm never going to learn. I'm like, where did you learn that? Well, you know, growing up. Like, oh, that self-talk is really, it's really an interesting thing. So I've learned how to have aggressive self-talk because I'm thinking that if I can talk to myself in aggressive, negative tones, that I am going to not make a mistake again. that's actually a little irrational. So the thing is that I don't need to have any kind of self-talk other than, oh, just made a mistake. What can I learn from it? Okay, I'm moving a little bit to being assertive there. That is a healthier thing. Beating yourself up aggressively or passively is not going to help you learn anything. It's looking at the mistake and seeing, gee, you know, where did I go wrong on this particular thing and how can I do it better? That's what we do with mistakes, not beat ourselves up passively or aggressively. So I'm going to actually take a little commercial break. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I am talking today about passive, passive-aggressive, assertive, and aggressive, and the topic is, why can't I speak up?
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about why I can't speak up. Passive, passive-aggressive, assertive, and aggressive behaviors and communication. So far, I've talked about being passive, which is sort of a doormat. I let everything roll over me. I can't take a stand. I'm pretty timid and fearful and I yes all the time. And, oh, I'm really sorry all the time. And that's pretty passive. Then I'm aggressive. So I'm a bully and I'm loud and I'm insulting and I demand my own way and I am controlling. You need to do this and you need to do that. Both have issues in low self-esteem, but I do want to talk about passive-aggressive. Now, passive-aggressive is a little bit more complicated because it is passive and aggressive. It's not assertive, which I am going to talk about. people who are passive-aggressive oftentimes may appear passive, may sound passive, may appear nice, kind, gentle, and have a subtle twist of sarcasm. I'm going to use sarcasm. I know I can be passive-aggressive. People who are passive-aggressive are often indirect. Can't really say what they want because, again, passive. But are insulting at the same time, aggressive. Sometimes it's really hard to spot people who are passive-aggressive because they come off looking so nice. And you walk away going, was that an insult? Did they just insult me? I think that was actually an insult. Okay, so you're not even sure when you're with somebody who is passive aggressive. So just to look at some aspects around passive aggressive behavior. So the most common form, I will say this, is called the silent treatment. We all know what that is. You're really kind of ticked me off, and now I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to tell you how I feel. I'm not going to tell you how what you did has affected me. I am going to shut down, and I'm going to just... So you're not talking to me? I don't have anything to say. I'm not going to say anything to you. Well, if I said anything, it may not be nice, but, you know. That cold shoulder... Did I do something to make you angry? No, I'm fine. Are you sure? You seem angry. No, I'm not angry. I'm fine. Okay, well, you feel like there's... No, I'm telling you, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong. I'm fine. I'm just feeling really quiet today. You know, we can tell when somebody is actually kind of angry at us. Versus... You know, I'm having a peaceful day, and I just really am not in a talkative mood. I mean, there's a huge difference. We can really pick it up. And notice for yourself. Now, sometimes my husband will come up to me, and he'll say, "Are you mad at me?" And I will say, "Actually, I'm not." Or I might say, "Well, I'm really trying to work something out that I want to say to you, but I just need to figure out how to say it." So I don't say, "Oh, you know, no, I'm not angry," or and sometimes I say, "You know what, we need to just stop talking about this because I don't want to say something that I'm going to regret. I don't want to become aggressive." So I get quiet, but that quiet is not about the silent treatment. It's not about punishing someone by not talking to them because I'm angry at them. See, that's passive aggressive. Then, of course, we have those subtle insults. Again, I'm going to call it sarcasm. They can be hard to recognize because you can walk away going, what just happened? You know, I think that was actually, you know, an insult. It may be that you get a compliment with an "and." Okay? That is also passive aggressive, such as, you know, "Your room looks really great." Telling my kid, "Your room looks really great, but your brother does a better job." Passive aggressive. Okay. So it's oftentimes pretty subtle and can leave someone feeling a bit confused. Sometimes you may even feel like the rug got pulled out from underneath you. Okay? Like, what just happened there? Then, okay, you can have people who are sullen. They're kind of depressed and mopey and grumpy and gloomy and sour and moody. Okay? So these people are not necessarily clinically depressed. They are actually kind of angry and have no way of expressing it. They have no way of putting it out there. And so they walk around like the walking wounded. I'm wounded. I'm hurt. I'm angry. I'm bitter. Okay, I'm bitter. It is a passive-aggressive behavior. The thing is when we have, when we come across people with those behaviors, the reason why it's passive is I'm not coming out telling you how I feel. I'm not being loud and aggressive, but you know something's up. Okay, and so somehow you're punishing me through being sour, bitter, irritating. Okay. That's passive aggressive. Then, stubborn. So people who are stubborn are often passive aggressive. So I'm not, again, I'm not aggressive, loud, pushing you away, yelling at you, controlling. But you know what? I'm not doing what you want me to do. Can't make me do it. I'm not telling you really how I feel. I'm just telling you I'm not going to do it. So, if I feel like, you know, my boss just gave me another project, I'm not finishing this. I got too much on my plate. I'm not doing this. I'm just stick it over there. I'm not going to my boss and saying, you know what, I have 10 projects already. This one is really going to take me over the top. I don't do that. I shove it under my desk. I don't want to deal with it. And I am not going to deal with it. And if my boss thinks I'm staying an extra 20 minutes to get something done, he's got something coming. It sounds aggressive. I don't share it with him. But I also don't do what I am told to do. I get up. I leave at 5 o'clock. You know, and I don't even say goodnight when I walk out. I just pick up my stuff and walk out. 5 o'clock, I mean, I'm coming back tomorrow. I'm not quitting my job. But even when you try and reason with someone who's stubborn, no, don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. Not going to do it. You can't make me do it. You can't force me, which... true, we can't force anyone. It is part of the attitude, the viewpoint, the lack of communication. Passive-aggressive people oftentimes have a failure to follow through, failure to finish a task. There is a I'll show you and I'll hurt me bit of a mentality under passive aggressive behavior. So it's a little bit of stubbornness, but you know, asking your spouse, you know, can you rake the lawn? The lawn needs to be raked, and it gets half done. Or your kids, half done. Can clean up your room, half done. Your job is to take out the garbage. I'm not taking it out. I'm not cleaning out the dishwasher. I'm going to clean out half of it and leave the rest. I'm going to put half of it. I'm going to do half of it. And so, generally speaking, it's about not completing a task, avoiding a task. It even doesn't have anything necessarily to do with being stubborn. It's just that I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it because you asked me. I don't want to do it because I'm angry at having to be responsible. I don't want to be responsible. And I'm angry that I have to be responsible. I'm angry that I have to grow up and do the responsible thing. So, you know what? I do half of it. There it is. I'll show you. I'll do some adult things, but you know what? I don't care about the rest. Just let it go. No follow through. Project at work? No, I didn't complete it. No follow through. Didn't finish it on time. You got a deadline. Need to get it done. Not happening. Come on, got to get it done. We got a deadline here. Missed the deadline. You know what? I am so sick and tired of paying all these bills that I have to pay. I'm going to stop paying them. That's passive aggressive. You know what? I'm so pissed off at you. Even though I brought home two pieces of cake, one for you, one for me, I'm eating your piece too. Passive aggressive. Generally speaking, people who are passive aggressive are not accountable and not fully responsible. There is a deliberate, sometimes not recognizing that there's even, I mean, I've had clients where they don't even recognize that their behavior is based in anger, but it's very passive aggressive. It's like, I'm really tired of dealing with you, so I'm going to just give you the silent treatment, or I'm going to walk away mid-sentence, or, all right, here's a good passive-aggressive mood. I'm going to spit in your soup. Passive-aggressive. I think sometimes we see that. That stuff like that happens. That's called passive-aggressive. You know what? I'm really angry at you. I'm on my way out to my car with my key. Passive aggressive. So the reality is these three aspects of interacting: passive, passive aggressive, and aggressive, do not work. It may be what you learned growing up, what you observed with your parents, oftentimes basis in low self-esteem, may have some issues around some personality disorder issues, or not. Most often have anger issues. Passive, take the anger out on me. Passive aggressive, I don't verbalize my anger, but I still give you a consequence, be it an insult or lack of follow through or whatever it is. And aggressive, again, low self esteem, but I've got to act as if I'm bigger and stronger than you are, the bully. So I'm going to take another commercial break, and I'm going to come back and finish up with being assertive. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody run down.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about speaking up, being able to speak up for yourself. Those four aspects of being passive, passive-aggressive, and aggressive. Now, what if I am actually in a relationship with somebody who is passive-aggressive? One of the things that I need to do is learn how to be assertive. If I'm in a relationship with someone who is passive, I also need to figure out how to be assertive with them. And someone who's aggressive, I need to be assertive and maybe even sometimes have to walk away from that relationship. So being assertive, generally speaking, people who are assertive most often have good self-esteem. So that means if I'm going to be assertive, I also need to work on self-esteem issues because I need to find my voice. It's one of the best ways to describe it. I need to find my voice. When I am being assertive, I am being genuine, real, and authentic. So when I'm passive, okay, when I'm being that floor mat where you could just wipe your feet on me, I'm not being genuine, I'm being a floor mat. When I am being aggressive, I am not being genuine, authentic, I'm being a bully. Okay, this is I'm acting as a part of a bully. And if I'm being passive aggressive, same thing, I am not being genuine, I am being disingenuous, lack of any other word, sneaky, subtle, but I'm not being authentic. So when we are assertive, we are authentic. We need to sometimes think about what we want to say, how we want to say it. We need to be in touch with our feelings. I am feeling angry right now because I'm feeling violated right now because I'm feeling unheard right now. I would like, I need, I. Now, this is not about being narcissistic, the I, me, 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 I'm the all important. It is about stating my thoughts, my feelings in a non-aggressive, non-passive, but a genuine way. I want to communicate with you in a way that's not going to hurt you or insult you, but is going to maybe even uplift you, but definitely is going to inform you about who I am. So, and what my needs are. With the understanding that you may not be able to meet my needs, and that's okay. I feel sad when I need this done at such and such a time. My tone helps. I need this done in 10 minutes. Well, that's pretty aggressive. I need you to do this can be aggressive. So we need to think about what are you saying, and are you saying it in a way that is going to be most helpful? One of the things that I say to clients all the time is that when we are assertive, we state our feelings, and it gives the other person the opportunity to meet our needs. So if I say, I need you to... I need you to pick something up for me at the grocery store. Silly little thing. You might say, well, I'm not going to be able to do it. So I could be assertive back. Or I could say, okay, I will do that. And then they stop and pick something up. My husband might stop, pick something up at the grocery store. Or the passive aggressive thing is, you know what, I was really busy and I just kind of blew you off. That's the passive aggressive thing. But assertive is, I'm stating my needs. I'm telling you how I feel. I'm letting you know who I am. I have a good sense of knowing who I am. See, when I have low self-esteem, I don't really know who I am. Because even if there's positive things, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. How can people say those nice things about me? And it's not true. I get it. I was there. I remember feeling like if somebody gave me a compliment, it came at me and it just kind of went, disappeared. It just never entered. It just washed over me because I don't know who they were talking about. Learning how to be assertive, and again, it's a practice, and I need to work at it. So that means I may need to slow down, take a step back, think about what I want to say and how I want to say it. I feel frustrated when you do this. I feel frustrated when that happens. I'm really happy for you, and I'm really happy for me. It's not necessarily about being, again, narcissistic. I am just stating my experience. I am stating my feelings. I am giving you information about who I am, what my needs are. And as someone who is practicing being assertive, I understand that I may not always get what I want or what I need. As someone who is assertive, I understand that I'm not going to always get what I want or what I need. However, big however, I may have the ability to get those needs met myself. And I can say things like, I'm really disappointed that you can't stop at the grocery store on your way home, so I guess I will do it. I'm disappointed. I'm telling you how I feel. It would be really helpful if you wouldn't mind doing that for me. It would be really helpful. Going into your boss, I've got 10 projects right now. You just gave me this other project, and I actually don't see how I'm going to be able to get this done. Is there something that we can work out? Is there, out of these 10 projects, is there something that you might want, say, for me to put on the back burner? And I work on the one that you just like, let's talk about what's the most important thing. So I'm being assertive. I'm not sitting there grumbling over another project and cursing my boss out and keying his car. I'm not stomping into my boss's office and throwing down the new project and saying, I can't believe you know how busy I am. It's aggressive. Being assertive is the thing that is going to be the most productive in your life, because you are going to be able to say what your needs are, communicate what your needs are, communicate how you feel, know what your feelings are, understand your values. What is it that I value? I value loyalty. I value harmony. I value hard work. Okay, so there's things that I value. And when I look at those things and I know the things that I value and I communicate that in a way that is non-aggressive, I often get my needs met. So if you are a boss, are you a bullying boss or a passive boss or a passive aggressive boss? You need to work at being, that would be my suggestion, assertive. Leaders are assertive. Leaders are not passive. Passive people usually can't lead. People who are passive aggressive can lead. But the people are always going, what was that? People who are aggressive, they lead out of fear. I'm afraid what's going to happen, so I got to do what my boss is telling me to do. Versus the person who is assertive. That person can be a team leader, a team builder. Provide encouragement. So you can begin to see that being assertive is really very useful. So I believe we're actually at the end of the show. My suggestion is do a little Googling, find out what you are. Are you passive, passive-aggressive, aggressive? Make the goal to be assertive. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back next week, and I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hitting Iran with more sanctions. The president says he's directing Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to substantially increase the sanctions on the country. This after a weekend attack on Saudi Arabia's biggest oil refinery, to which Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham believes
this attack on the oil refinery, by any reasonable definition, is an act of war. It is attacking the world economy, the stability of the oil markets throughout the world. And in addition to attacking a refinery in Saudi Arabia, the Iranians are increasing enrichment, putting them closer to a bomb.
President Trump is appointing Robert O'Brien to be the next national security advisor. The president made the announcement.